Hey, Anon. Remember that time we ended up talking about fetishes? Trying to forget? There's no need to be embarrassed. Once you acknowledge that everyone's a disgusting, depraved pervert, life gets so much easier. You know I like incest, and you've admitted that you're into having your parts placed under lock and key. After you mentioned it, it was kind of obvious. Sometimes you take notice of everyone, and sometimes seeing a pretty girl makes you wince and flinch away. It's pretty funny. There's a reason I keep putting my feet on your lap these days. Now, if I remember correctly, you're doing it all yourself, right? No one's keeping you locked in? Lovely. I know you've got the keys on you. Hand them over. You've said yourself you need to learn discipline. What better way than surrendering your dick to me? I promise I'll be nice. Such a good boy. Not particularly good at decision making, but good at taking direction. I intend to make you better. Admit it to yourself. You've been wasting your potential. You could do so much, but you're a slave to your base urges. I'll help you get past that, and I'll occasionally release you as you make progress. First off, posture. Kneel, please. Back straight. Head held high. There. Stay like that until I'm done, okay? You can look up at me, or just keep staring at my thighs. There's something similar. Exercise. I want to see you sculpt the body you want from the cleavage you are. Full workout, not just eyeing the cute girls doing squats. I think you've got what it takes if someone just takes away your ability to make bad decisions. You need to try to talk to women again. I know you got burned, but that's the past. Not everyone is. What was it you said? Ravening sirens steering you into the rocks of despair? That's a little extreme, isn't it? Besides, I have an eye for this. I know what you want better than you do. There's no flaw here. If you're gonna spend the night with someone, just have her call me. If I think it's a good idea, I'll loan her your keys. No, I won't give them to you. Honestly, I don't trust you with them. You could get them copied. This hypothetical, wonderful woman might not actually exist, etc., etc. You're smart enough to figure out something, but not well wise enough to know when you should do it. And you need to learn to cook. I expect you to cook something for me every week to show your progress. You can surprise me if you want, but positively. Probably going to make up new goals as they come to me. Expect me to be mercurial about this. I might occasionally ask you for favors like errands or being a footrest, oral sex. And if you're not physically incapable of so doing, I expect them immediately. You need to learn timeliness as well. That sounds like a good excuse, right? I think we're about done. Enjoy your frustration. I know I will. By the way, you need to learn to give head. Why don't I show you how? Remember, I'm not exploiting you. This is entirely platonic. I'm doing you a favor here. Okay, now you don't just stick your face in it right away. Take your fingers, run them up the thigh like this. That's nice. Just take your hand. There you go. Feel. Check and see if she's wet. That's it. Now. That's it. See? Found my clit. You're not as dumb as you look. Okay. Now. Take your tongue. Start at the bottom. Not like that. Not big, rough licks like a dog. Little delicate ones. Like you're eating an ice cream cone and you don't want to get it on anything. Oh, that's better. Remember your posture. Sort of that circular motion for a minute or two here. Aren't you glad that I'm teaching you how to do this properly? When you finally get a girlfriend, she's going to be so impressed. And while you're locked up, you can focus on learning how to make girls happy. Oh. That's it. Just a little more. Keep going. Do not stop. Something, boy. That's good. Now get on your way. No. I decide when we get to practice again.